this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, pretty good.
All right, fine. Well, we still have a little difficulty with our electronics here, so it's just going to be you and me for the next hour, but we won't have any trouble talking about what's going on today. And really the strange situation we find ourselves in, where we have a government that's spending almost, about $10 billion a day. But, of course, $4 billion of that is actually borrowed money. So they basically, of course, they have plenty of money. They are spending $200 billion a month. They just want to spend $300 billion a month. They don't have that much coming in. And you can't indefinitely keep spending money you don't have. You can't certainly spend your way into prosperity or spend yourself out of debt. So what do you think is going to happen there between the Republicans and the Democrats? Are we going to have some sort of an agreement that will allow them to continue spending more than they're taking in? And what possible good will a budget amendment do? It'll take years to get it through, and they'll just keep spending us into oblivion for the next 2 or 3 years while they're trying to get an amendment through. And besides that, the amendment I've read, it's got holes that are big enough to fly a 747 through. They can spend all they want to any time. It's already the law of the land that we're supposed to have a balanced budget. They don't abide by it. They wouldn't abide by it if we had a balanced budget amendment. They'd always find a way around it. What's going to happen?
Well, first of all, right now they're not even close. And, you know, it's hard to tell whether it's political theater or a real disagreement over which way things should go. We have to remember that the Republicans have a majority, and I would think whatever they wanted to pass, they could pass. Well, that hasn't happened. And I think they'll come up with something. I think from their point of view, the worst thing that can happen is probably they extend it. And that's something they talked about some time ago. An extension, I thought, would probably be to perhaps mid-October, 2.5 months, something like that there, talking behind the scenes of something in the vicinity of 4 or 5 months. So they may go to that extent. Who knows? Nobody wants to give in, supposedly. So it's evident to me, at least, they have enough money to run the government, the incoming revenues. And they've already said that they've used funds from the federal pension program and have said that if need be, they've used Social Security and Medicare. And so I don't think the government's going to shut down. And this business of withholding Social Security and Medicare benefits, I don't think they'll do that.
Well, they have $200 billion every month coming in. They can put that out. It's just that this is, and they don't even have enough money to continue funding the debt and the military. It's just they're going to have to cut out a lot of the useless things. But you know, because one of the problems we have, Bob, is the fact that they built up this whole welfare system built based upon a reality that no longer existed, certainly back in the 1900s.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
About is they were going to give us tax cuts. They were going to cut our tax rates, but they were going to take away all the deductions that we've gotten. So actually, we'd be paying higher taxes. But see, they could say, look, we cut your taxes. Sure, you're going to be paying more, but we cut your taxes. That was our promise, no tax increase. And we did not increase your taxes. We cut your taxes, even though it's going to cost you more because we take away all the deductions. Do you think the American people are really gullible enough to go along with that sort of thing? After all, we cut your taxes, didn't we? Well, you know, but I'm paying more. Don't complain, you know, we cut your taxes. And it's all a matter of perception. And they simply lie to the American people, and they sort of look a little dazed, and they say, well, yeah, right, I am paying a lower tax rate, even though by taking away my deductions, I'm paying more. And that's what Obama agreed to, and the Republicans were willing to go along with that. And then apparently Obama decided he wanted more money, and that was where the real problem came in, or he wanted more spending, something like that. So basically, of course, everything is subterfuge back there. They're not telling the American people the truth. And what they really want to do, of course, is to continue spending and spending and elect, because that's how both the Republicans and the Democrats get reelected. And you commented, they don't steal the money and take it home with them. No, they take the money from Social Security and they give it out in earmarks and they give it to their constituents so they can get reelected. It's not stealing money. They don't get it themselves. It goes to their constituents and their friends. and that's how they get elected. And, well, as far as I'm concerned, it's the same as stealing it. Well, basically, certainly, what is happening to gold and silver? It's really been a very interesting time. Gold and silver are really going up very, very nicely, aren't they?
No, they are. And we've had breakouts to the upside in both metals. We had a number of tests of what you might call support levels. In fact, silver had 8 full tests on their lows of $32.50 to $36 an ounce. And when you have a broad test like that, usually it's three, maybe 4 times. But that's the extent of it. This is 8 times. So when you have a situation like that historically, you usually have a breakout and a large run, and usually it's 100 to 150%. So, and that usually is over a 6 to 8 month period following the test. So by the end of next February, I would think that we probably would be looking at something over $2,000 for gold, and that's being very, very conservative, and probably $70 or $80 silver. And it could be much higher. And you have the fundamentals. Gold and silver have been manipulated by the government, and they continue to be manipulated. And under normal circumstances, they would both be selling at much higher prices, and they're not. And so if you add that together with the technical aspects, you get an explosive situation. And then on top of that, you have the problems in Europe, and then the problems in the United States, in England. And so it's not very positive. And so I think that this is going to be a long run. People are going to be very surprised. And it's all assisted again. Now, we're talking 5 years of the technicians, the people who use charts and waves and cycles. They've been wrong on every call for 5 years. Now, when they're wrong again, which they just have been, that means that the figures I've seen, that about 95, 96, 97% of these newsletter writers, some of them are technicians, some of them aren't, they've been wrong. And sooner or later, you're going to have a reversal. And one by one, they're going to start saying, well, I see 1750, I see 2000, I see 2200, and they'll change. And they'll start telling their readers that they think finally gold's going to go up, because it's been going up for 5 years, but they missed the boat. And when they turn, it's going to have a big run. And that's what I think will really assist at the capitulation of the negativity that's accompanied gold and silver over that period of time, which I think is amazing, because these people are supposedly pro-gold and silver. And so you have a tremendous underlying thrust upward that's available, and I think it's going to come on very, very strong over the next year, but particularly between now and the end of February.
Well, no, Bob, don't you think that, this is even going to be deeply influenced by what's going on in Europe and in Asia, because I know very well that people over in Europe have lost faith in the dollar, they're losing faith in paper currency, and sometimes these people are a lot smarter than the American people. They've been through inflationary spirals in the past. My understanding is that there are a lot of people, just average people over in Europe, who are buying up gold and silver. We know that some of the governments are buying gold and silver. Apparently China, with unlimited amounts of money, is buying gold and silver. And certainly the Indians and the Indian people are buying gold and silver. And certainly the even the Russians are increasing their money, their gold, so they can back at least their currency part way with it. And basically, as countries with unlimited funds begin buying up gold and silver, there just isn't that much of a supply out there. Isn't this going to have a tremendous pressure on the price of gold and silver?
Oh, it certainly is. And one of the things that you mentioned was inflation. And all the countries have it. China, real inflation's 15%. And the same in India. It's not like that in Russia. It's probably 8 or 9%, and the story goes on. And so you have conversion in those countries driven by inflation, and a quest, and a push by government. Their governments want them to buy gold and silver, and of course you have the perennial, which are the Middle Eastern countries: China, India, Russia, nowadays Mexico, buying 100 tons, Brazil, Venezuela, Iran. So there's plenty of buyers out there, and it's far, far more buyers than there is production. And so the shortfall now is probably maybe 300 tons a year that's got to come from somewhere, from the demand by the buyers. And so that's a tremendous push, and it's not going to stop. And the American public isn't even in these markets. 0.8% of Americans own gold, silver, coins, bullion, and shares. And which brings up another thing. Why would a government be interested in trying to confiscate what they have? Well, they don't have enough of it to make any difference. And so there's going to be tremendous demand eventually coming out of the United States. And I think that's the way it's going to go. Where's the top? In gold, 8,000. Silver, close to 400. And those are terrific gains that we see in the future. And that flight to quality is going to continue, at least in the other countries. And I think eventually in the United States, you know, you come to the conclusion that Americans are so brainwashed and so neutralized. It's amazing. I mean, we're getting as much response to our publication throughout the world as we are here in the United States, which I think is amazing. People are waking up everywhere, and it looks like they're as prone to wake up in foreign countries as they are in the United States. So this is a worldwide phenomenon, and it's not going to stop, because they're not going to stop, the governments, their central banks, they're not going to stop producing money and credit to keep the game going, extending the timeline. And all of a sudden, somewhere along the way, 2 or 3 years from now, there'll be hyperinflation in the United States, and people won't know what to do, and they'll all rush at the same time to buy gold and silver in one form or another. And the inventory isn't going to be there for them to choose from. And so that'll really drive prices higher.
Well, you know, it's very gratifying when I talk to our listeners who've been listening for many years. Just talked to a gentleman this evening. He's been listening for 6 or 7 years. 6 or 7 years ago, he started accumulating gold and silver, and I don't know how much, but a fairly substantial amount. And I mean, because of certainly what he's learned from you and from listening to Radio Liberty, why he, of course, and his family will not be impoverished when this whole house of cards comes down. Well, Bob, has it ever, Go ahead.
There's millions of people like that. But certainly not a lot, none of them. Americans have responded, but they haven't responded in great numbers. And I...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Everybody says, well, they're too big to fall, you know, so we've got to back them up. We've got to use the American taxpayers' money to back up these totally irresponsible banks because they're too big to fail. Well, I think Elizabeth Warren, she may be a liberal, but I'll tell you what, when she says that these banks are too big to fail, if they're too big to fail, they're too big to exist, and they should be certainly forced to disseminate their things and situation and become much, much smaller. And I think she's absolutely right. But I was just simply talking to Bob. Could it be that the fact that China is not only buying up a great deal of gold, but they're encouraging their people to buy up gold and silver, means that this is a vehicle for attacking the United States. Because if they can break, certainly, this fiat money system that has allowed our major banks to finance our empire, the American empire, with troops stationed in 131 nations throughout the world, if they can break the financial back of our country, then, of course, they will be able to rise to a period of, or to a position of eminence. And Bob thinks that's very, very true, that they recognize that if they can destroy our monetary system, it will strengthen their position. And yet, if the monetary system is not destroyed, why, of course, the globalists will take all of our wealth and all of our possessions and move us into a world government where freedom, as we've noted, is simply a remembrance of things past. So we're sort of, it doesn't matter what happens, we don't do very well. Which would be best for us, to break the back of the internationalists, or certainly to continue going the way we are and let them certainly have their way, but of course to actually allow the current monetary system to exist?
Well, we can't go on the way that we are, and that's why I find it unusual that people will advocate having a monetary system without a backing, without a control on it, something to cap it from doing what we've got now. We have a fiat money system, with the exception of one currency, which is only 5%, which is a euro, and all the rest of them are doing the same thing that America's doing. And so it has to end up in higher and ever higher inflation, and ultimately hyperinflation, in a collapse like we've seen recently in Zimbabwe. And the classic of all modern time is the Weimar Republic, which lasted 3 years in the state that it was in before it collapsed. And there's different degrees of hyperinflation. There's been about 23 instances in the last 100 years. So this is nothing new. And it's nothing new to have countries, sovereign countries, fail. It happens over and over and over again. And so that's why the only safe place to hide, the only place where you get any guarantee whatsoever, is in gold and silver-related assets. And I think some nations recognize that, and some nations don't want to. They want the game to go on, and they want to make greater and greater profits, stealing from the public. And that's really what they're doing. You know, I spent 29 years in the brokerage business, and what they're doing today is really totally unbelievable. They're totally out of control. Just a good example was several years ago when they were selling bonds that contained mortgages. The rating system, the three companies, all said these bonds were AAA when they were BBB. And many, many buyers, and these buyers are all professional for the most part. They bought this, what is now called toxic waste, and the money of the people who had entrusted to them, a good deal of it was lost, in many instances 80%. And so you say to yourself, you know, how does that happen? It happens because these central bankers cooperate and they allow things like that to happen. And then when they happen, the public is there always, and they are forced to bail everybody out. That's what's going on in Europe and in England and here today. And it's not going to stop until the system goes down.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right, because these people, the bankers, lie to us. Henry Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury, promised, give us the TARP money. It's for Main Street. It's not for Wall Street. And as soon as he got his greedy little hands on it, he immediately went to his friends on Wall Street.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
It came up with almost $16 trillion. This is what Bob was pointing out now. They just created this money out of nothing to bail the big banks out of this terrible position they'd gotten into. But, of course, instead of learning anything from it, since these big banks, and we're talking about their six major American banks, that hold somewhere between 50 and 60% of all the banking assets in the United States, and this is equivalent to probably about almost 60 or 70% of the gross domestic product of this country. These banks, the small courtier banks, which I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, has all this money. It's sitting on it. It's not investing it in the United States. It's investing it in other countries, but not here. They're all in on the scam to break the back of our country and to impoverish our people, just the same way that we know that certainly the corporations are sitting on about $2 trillion of money overseas. They're not investing it here. And certainly the banks are sitting on that. These $3 trillion are just sitting on it. They're not investing it. Why? Because I think they want to break the back of our nation economically. They are certainly not interested even in making money. They're interested in bringing about this one world government. But first you've got to cripple the United States and then force our people into poverty, and then they'll go along with this one world government. This is the way it's playing out, appears. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster, why they should subscribe to the International Forecaster, and why they should listen to your commentary every week here at Radio Liberty.
Well, the international forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world, published on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. The publication gives you everything that you need to know every week. And you can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternational, FORECASTER.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com. For those of you who would like to ask a question, we answer everyone, or to get a copy of either report, or to get a copy of our report on our gold and silver share recommendations, you can email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, B-O-B at intforecaster.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, certainly I think we're going to see a very volatile gold and silver market. Now, you commented on the earlier program. The one reason, of course, that the what was happening today was so significant, in other words, gold opened up about $20. Now it's beat it down to about a $10 rise. And silver was up initially 70 or 80 cents. It was beat down to about a 10, 15 cent rise. But that was still put gold and silver above the mark on the option market, which closes tomorrow. So basically, if it holds certainly through the evening, why, Chris, the big boys, and we're talking about J.P. Morgan Chase, Hong Kong, Singapore Banking Corporation, that's HSBC, they stand to lose a lot of money tomorrow. Is that right? Now, what's happening to the gold and silver market, the aftermarket today?
Well, it ended, I would say, what might be described as steady. And that was at the end of the trading of August gold, which is the real active outside month, and September silver. At the end of this month, in 4 or 5 days, the months will switch again. And the strength in those outside markets, which is really the real market because of the activity, not the spot market. And that is wherein lies the strengths and weakness. And so the cutoff time on that is 5 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. After that, the markets to trade are called the access market. And that's a bid and ask market that is very thin, which is followed by the Japanese market. And I would imagine that they're already trading over there, but we don't see what they're doing unless we have a machine that's plugged in with their symbols and everything. And so that access market is in action right now and will be until London opens up. And London is 8 hours or 7 hours from New York. So if it's, say, 9 o'clock here, it's 4 o'clock in the morning there. And so that market is the next one that gets active, and that's a cash market, although the LBMA will be operating as a futures market at the same time. But the cash market usually carries the day. Now, I'm watching London right now with Sky. I have Sky. 16.16 even, up $1.60, and silver 40.38, up 2 pennies. So at early on this evening, what we're seeing here is slight upward strength. And we'll get a better idea at around 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, Eastern Daylight Time. And then the markets will start to trade heavier in the two London markets. And then at 7:30 in New York, COMEX opens. And so that's how it goes around the clock.
Well, now, how about this new market that they have over there in Hong Kong? Is this going to influence things, do you think?
I think it will. First of all, the Chinese are inveterate gamblers. And it doesn't have to be gold and silver. It can be anything. And if you notice, the operations in Las Vegas are now making all their money in Macau in their casinos there. And so they like to take chances. And that's what all the markets are about, whether it's a gambling emporium or whether it's in some market. I think that once Hong Kong gets going, it's going to draw a tremendous amount of business away from COMEX. And for two reasons. Number one, in Hong Kong, for Asians to operate, it's much more convenient. And it's being run by Asians for the most part, and they prefer that. But on the other side of that, they do not trust for one second the operations of the LBMA in London or the COMEX in New York.
Well, isn't that because they know that they're all rigged, controlled by the Working Group on Financial Markets? They know that it's rigged, so I think they'd rather play in a free market than a rigged market, which guarantees that the capitalists in America will win.
That's right. And they want to break that syndrome. And I think these markets in other countries will do that. Gold's up $1.80 right now, $16.20. Silver's $40.39, still up 2 cents. And not much action yet. But it gives you an indication that there's firmness and maybe the prelude to higher prices again. The participants today, particularly since margin requirements were increased on silver, and it was a blatant manipulation, and everybody knows it. The government doesn't care. The CME, which owns COMEX, took the margins on silver from $4,500 to $21,600. And at the same time, the large sellers of gold and silver, they are brokerage houses, usually a banks, that sell commodities to people. And they also sell them gold and silver. They doubled those margins to 42,000, supposedly because of the volatility and the risk involved. Well, I'm not buying that story. I've been doing this too long. And it was used to put a capper on silver, hoping it would go down and go with it. And it did go down from $50 an ounce on silver to 32.5 dollars per ounce. And in spite of that, silver's up over $40 again for two reasons. Number one, there's no sellers. All the small and medium-sized investors got wiped out. And second of all, who's left in the market? The big hitters. And in the central banks and the governments themselves, I've got to take on people who have as much money as they do. Even countries are involved here. And they've met their match, obviously. Otherwise, silver wouldn't be back over $40 again. And the same thing is happening in gold, but more so in silver. So there's really nothing from a technical viewpoint in the way for silver to go back to 50 very quickly. And so from a technical viewpoint and a fundamental viewpoint, silver and gold should be strong in here and stronger. And you know, when you raise margin requirements like that, and they've kept them there, what do they do for an encore? The big players in that market now, they don't need margin. They use it, but they don't need it. They get as much money as governments have. So when challenged, they'll cover their short positions, they'll cover their margins, because it's easy for them to do that. And they'll go head-to-head with the governments, and the governments can't win. And that's how this whole thing's going to end up. The control, the manipulation of gold and silver are in their final days. These are two, not giant markets, but substantial markets. And they're going to continue to lose influence in those markets. And sooner or later, you're going to see an explosion. And silver and gold will move up stronger than they are already. And you'll see in gold, and I predicted this before. First I said there'll be $20 and $30 moves in days. People didn't believe that several years ago when I told them. Then I said it'll be $50, and then it'll be $100 a day, and then $200 or $300 a day. And that's where this is all headed.
Well, it'll certainly shake the very foundations of the monetary markets, but something has to do that, because as long as the Brotherhood of Darkness could keep money out of nothing to fund their nefarious activities, pay their assassins, and certainly keep the American military stationed in 130 nations to keep dictators and ruthless tyrants in power throughout the world, where are they going to do this? We have to, at least we can't do anything at all, but apparently there are powerful forces out there that want to cripple this illicit group that has taken control of the reins of the American government and using the financial and military power of the United States to establish this one world government for their leader. So I think these are exciting times, Bob.
Well, they certainly are. Gold's up 240, silver's up 3 cents right now.
Really? They're moving up very strongly.
It's
up
a little bit higher. And again, the emphasis, at least at the moment, is to the upside. But this is going to be, in our time, a very significant event. Because this time, when these people were taken down, and they will be taken down, because too many people know what they're doing, we're breathing down their collar every day with the radio programs throughout the world and the internet, and they know they're losing. They underestimated what could be done versus them, and their plan is not going to be successful, and they're going to pay a very steep price, because this time too many people know what they're up to in every country, and I am sure when it's generally found out what they've done, that nations will bring these people to justice for having looted the nations in which they operate. And I see that happening. As a matter of fact, I think some nations probably will bring the equivalent of trials for treason against people behind the scenes in finance. And people like Paulson, our ex-president, I mean, what they've done is treasonous. They should be put in jail and kept there.
Well, they will not. They're part of the Brotherhood until the Brotherhood is exposed and loses its control of our court system, our medium, and so the our financial system. Why, nothing is going to change. But there is, I think, an increasing awareness that somebody is running things from behind the scenes. I think that people in other countries recognize this much more than they do here in the United States. You have that feeling, Bob? In other words, people over in Europe, certain parts of the world, South America, at least some of the people down there, the major players, understand the Brotherhood and how they are utilizing the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government, and, of course, how that ties into the banks. But, you know, I think a lot of these big banks already bankrupt. In other words, basically, they've made a lot of bad loans. When you could certainly take a loss on a loan if you're leveraged 9 to 1. If you're leveraged 50 to 60 to 1 and you have a major loss, you're in trouble. Aren't a lot of these big banks really insolvent?
Yes, they are. And they're using two sets of books. And if you and I did that, we'd go to jail. But that has been sanctioned by the U.S. government, the Bank for International Settlements, and the FASB, which is an accounting organization, in violation of every possible rule, anything to keep the bank and the financial sector in power. And if there's any shortfalls in financing, we get to pay for it. They don't.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Bobby, and I think it's the most amazing thing that certainly nobody in the FCC has been fired because of allowing Bernie Madoff.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Gentlemen, we're in the most difficult financial times of our nation. These are truly perilous times. Certainly we're seeing the progressive erosion of the value of our currency. Inflation is being purposely created. It's running about 10% at the present time, and certainly it will be up to probably 15% by the end of the year, 20% next year, and of course with that of the destruction of the value of your currency. Heed this warning and defend yourself, defend your life savings, because if you don't, who will? And if not now, when? And the people of grace who follow the advice that Bob and others have been putting out on our programs have done very well. And those of you who haven't or simply don't believe it's possible, you only have to look and see what's happening today. Go to the store, go to the gas station, go to the places where you buy your clothes that are imported from overseas, your underwear, your suits, shirts. They're all going up and going up dramatically because the inflation, the United States government is sending overseas as we progressively inflate and destroy the value of our currency and produce inflation all throughout the world as part of the plan to bring down nations all throughout the world as we move from freedom towards world fascism, towards the one world government, the one world financial system, the one world currency, the one world religion, and imposing the one world ruler. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you agree with me that we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, we hope that you'll decide to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. That's how we maintain our network of some 50, actually it's about 60, between 60 and 65 outlets every single week. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to join, then, of course, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, well, I hope you will. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope that you'll get our talk on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret. We hope you'll get the 2-4 CD sets on the Illuminati put forward by a good friend, Dr. Cuddy. It's the best thing I've ever heard on the Illuminati, and I've studied a great deal. But obviously, he has done the most wonderful job of tying this together and showing you how all of these various organizations, including, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations, tie into these ideas put forward by Adam Weishaupt, who picked up his ideas from the ancient mystery religions. And certainly we're going to be putting together a 4-tape set. We don't have it yet, but by Jonathan Gray, as he traces this all the way back to Nimrod. Nimrod wanted to be the ruler of this one world government. God intervened about 4,200 years ago and, of course, dispersed people throughout the world after giving them all different languages. It's a fascinating story, and if you haven't heard it, why, we'll hopefully have that a 4-CD set available in the very near future. But right now, you can certainly get Dr. Cuddy's material, you get my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, and you should get the syllabuses that go with that. You need to get our material on the supernatural. You have a 4-CD set with Joanna Michelson. We have a DVD with Joanna. We have a DVD with Constance Cubby on the emergence, the coming world leader, what the people on the other side have told Constance, and that we have the 4-CD set with Constance called The Aquarian Conspiracy. We have the DVD called The Emergence, and the 4-CD set called The Aquarian Conspiracy. And then, of course, we hope you go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. Basically, 24 hours a day, MP3, iPod, and then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Tom Elias. Hi, Tom. How are we doing?
Very well, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to talk with you, as always.
All right, fine. Well, because we're going to be talking this evening about Sidney Tom's book of the Brzezinski Breakthrough, and certainly Dr. Brzezinski is the most amazing story. Here's a man who had an excellent treatment for cancer that has proven successful with many inoperable cases, certainly not every case, but of those cases who were amenable to the treatment, and this would be the majority of cancers, even those that had been given up by many other people. Why, of course, Sidney, everything was done to block the utilization of this. In fact, they even tried to send Dr. Brzezinski to prison for 300 years. It just doesn't make sense unless there's an organized effort to prevent an effective treatment. Now, of course, Tom Elias believes this has to do with finances. They wanted, of course, to have somebody else get the patent and make a lot of money on it. And that may be a large part of this. I certainly have my own beliefs as to why this has happened, but there's no question at all. An awful lot of people have suffered. An awful lot of people have died unnecessarily with cancer. Why don't you pick up the story there, Tom?
Well, you could call it murder, and you wouldn't be exaggerating too much, Dr. Stan. But this is a treatment that has been in use since really part of 1977. So that's now 34 years. And during that time, the Food and Drug Administration has mostly tried to label it a fraud. It's only in the last 3 to 4 years that they've come to accept it as the most promising thing there is against certain types of brain tumors. And once it's accepted there, of course, it'll be well on its way to becoming a standard treatment. Now, what is this drug? We're talking about peptides here. Peptides that occur naturally in the blood and urine of healthy people and are often absent from the blood and urine of people with many types of cancers. And Dr. Brzezinski, as early as 1969, while he was still in Poland before he fled the communist government there, he believed that if you could reinfuse this into patients with various types of cancer, you might do away with their cancer. And, of course, that's exactly what happened once he began using it. The first case to use it, the first case of cancer that he used it against was a prostate cancer, and then came brain tumors, and then came liver cancers, and kidney cancers, and Wilms tumors, and lymphomas, and just all manner of diseases that have not responded very well to conventional treatments. But the most startling contrast is between the success that Dr. Brzezinski has had with brain tumors and the lack of success that the standard treatments of chemotherapy and radiation have had against the same types of cancers.
And of course, this is really amazing. In fact, we had Jim Navarro on this evening to tell the story about his son, Tommy, but unfortunately, because of electronic problems, we have to put that off. We will have him on again. And apparently, there's going to be a motion picture put out, released in the not-too-distant future, that gives the background of this tragic and heartbreaking story of this little boy with a brain cancer who was killed by the Federal Drug Administration. They blocked his getting adequate treatment. Well, Tom, you go right ahead. I'm sorry we couldn't have Jim Navarro on with us tonight. When will this movie be coming out?
The movie is actually available on DVD right now. If you go to Google and look for Cut, Poison, Burn, that's the title of the movie, I believe you can order it. And I have nothing to do with the movie myself. I have no interest in it, financially speaking. But I have seen it, and I've seen the DVD of it, and it's an outstanding film. It has very good production values, and it tells the story very dramatically. And there's a lot of footage of young Tommy Navarro, who begins in the beginning. He's just been diagnosed with a medulloblastoma brain tumor, which is a not common brain tumor at all. But when it occurs, it usually occurs in small children. Tommy was, I believe, 4 years old at the time, and the medical establishment, the child welfare people as well, insisted that his parents, retired Green Beret Colonel Jim Navarro and his wife, they insisted that they subject Tommy to full brain radiation, which has less than a 2% chance of a 5-year survival rate against this type of cancer, and actually its success rate was worse back then in the early 2000s. But also, if it succeeds, it'll drop the child's IQ by a matter of 35 points. So if you have a kid with a very high normal, in the normal range of IQ of, say, 125, when they're done with this treatment, they'll be at 90. And they won't be fit for anything that requires any kind of brains to work. And their lives will be truncated forever. And that's what Jim and his wife didn't want to happen. And they were then put on the road because they had to take the child and go on the lam. They wouldn't let him go to see Dr. Brzezinski, who wanted to treat him for this tumor, who's had success. At that time, Dr. Brzezinski had treated 13 patients with that particular tumor. He had put 4 of them into complete remission. He had had a reduction of the tumor size in 3 others. So that meant in more than 50% of the cases, Dr. Brzezinski had had some success against this type of brain tumor, better success by far than the standard treatments without the loss of IQ. And you could follow him as a small, thin child at the beginning in this film, and by the end...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Chris is Tom Elias. We're talking about a motion picture that tells the story of Tommy Navarro, and Chris, apparently it's available on DVD at the present time. What's the title of it?
It's called Cut, Poison, Burn.
Cut, Poison, Burn.
And that refers to the 3 things that are normally done against cancers, which are surgery, cut, chemotherapy, which is poison, which, you know, you're trying to poison the tumor, but you usually poison the rest of the body in the meantime, and burn, which is radiation. And, of course, with a brain tumor, you can't really use the poison part of that, because we have something called the blood-brain barrier, and most chemotherapy doesn't even reach the brain, so it's completely ineffective, even as it makes the patient miserable. And in many cases, you can't do surgery either on the brain tumor. Now, in little Tommy's case, he was operated on twice during the time period when the FDA wouldn't let him go to see Dr. Brzezinski. And that was on pain of Dr. Brzezinski being put in prison, by the way, and having his medical license lifted if he would have treated this child. And he treats too many other patients for him to risk losing his license for the sake of one patient. He has to weigh this. It's a terrible thing to have to weigh sometimes. But he had to abide by that rule, or a lot of other people would have suffered. And Tommy's tumor was actually partially removed in 2 different surgeries by Dr. Fred Epstein at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital in New York during this period when his parents were on the lam with him. And he had another surgery at Syracuse University Colonel Navarro will tell you about that when you have him on. But you'll see this documented in the book. And by the end, because he's had the chemo and the radiation, so on, his face is all puffed out. He's just become almost obese with the side effects of these drugs. And, of course, finally at that point, he's allowed to see Dr. Brzezinski, and it's just too late. He eventually died of respiratory failure.
Well, it's a tragic, tragic story, and I think it has to be done.
It's a terrific, dramatic movie, I've got to tell you that. And again, I have no stake in it. I have no financial interest in this movie at all.
Well, do they just do interviews, or is this done?
Well, it's got original footage of Tommy going through the process.
Right, right.
And their interviews with the parents, and their interviews with Dr. Brzezinski, and their, it's a first-class documentary.
Now, is this going to be shown in motion picture theaters? How are they going to get it distributed?
Well, this I don't know all the details of it. It was due to have a premiere in Santa Monica, California this week. It was supposed to be Thursday night of this week. For reasons that the producers decided upon, they moved that back 2 months. So it's going to be in the same place, the Monica Fourplex in Santa Monica, California, on September the 26th rather than on July the 28th as had been previously scheduled. And that's not something I had anything to do with, but that I just learned of it on Saturday, the change of date.
Right, apparently they want to add some various testimonials to this, and I think that's fine. But we had actually had the program scheduled sometime ahead of time, sort of as a prelude. In fact, we even did a Saturday program, which airs in Southern California, as a prelude to the premiere, and then they put off
that
the premiere.
Aired, of course, went before they changed it.
Right. Well, there's nothing we can do about it. But it's a very important story from my point of view, because it shows that there are people in the FDA who have no compassion or concern about effective treatments. For whatever reason, they have effectively blocked a treatment that might have saved this little boy's life. This, to me, is what is so really powerful about this story.
That's,
I think it shows the total disregard for human suffering on the part of government bureaucrats. And believe me, there's nothing worse than the bureaucrats. Cicero talked them about them, and that he warned the people of Rome against the danger of the bureaucrats of 25 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem, and nothing has happened. Nothing has changed.
Well, when the bureaucrats become corrupted by the big money interests the way they can be in this country sometimes, I'm not condemning all bureaucrats, by the way. There are bureaucrats that do very constructive things. Well, you know, like the bureaucrats that go around and measure that you're really getting a gallon of gas when the pump says you are, or the bureaucrats that go check the meat in your supermarket, make sure it's fresh. Those people are doing valuable work. But when they become corrupted by a pharmaceutical company, as they are here, and when they're corrupted, as is the common practice with some of these federal regulatory agencies, of people moving back and forth between the agencies and the businesses that they regulate, you never know when somebody is getting a new job back with the company outside the government as a quid pro quo for what they did while they were a regulator. That's where the corruption can come in, and that's the shame. But the case of Tommy Navarro, to me, amounts to murder, and there are many other cases like it. But it's not just the bureaucrats, it's also the doctors. The doctors won't admit that this stuff works. Let me tell you one dramatic case, if you're interested in this. This is a story I may never have told you before, Dr. Stan. It's about a woman named Jody Gold. Actually, she was Jody Gold. Now she's Jody Gold Fenton, since she got married. And a couple of years ago, she had a baby. But in 1998, Jody Gold and her mother came to me. Jody Gold was an executive of a big firm that was headquartered in Beverly Hills at the time. She was about 28 years old. Very bright woman. Very physically active. She bicycled all the time, competitively. And she, just a short time earlier had fallen down with a seizure while bicycling along the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu. And, she then had gone to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles to get herself checked out. And there she saw a neuro-oncologist by the name of Dr. Keith Black. And you'll notice that here and also in my book, Dr. Stan, I name names. I'm not hesitant because I'm telling the truth. Truth is an absolute defense against any kind of a libel suit, as you well know. Dr. Black took one look at the scans of Jody Gold and a biopsy of her tumor, which turned out to be an astrocytoma, which is a major form of brain tumor. And this had caused her seizure, caused her to fall down. And he said, you've got a grade 4 tumor, stage 4, and there's nothing we can do for you. You should go home, get your affairs in order, and you're going to die within the next few months. Well, somehow, and I don't really know how, somehow Jody and her mom learned of my book. They looked me up. They telephoned me. They came to my home. We talked a little bit about Dr. Brzezinski. She went down to Dr. Brzezinski's clinic in Houston. She's fine. There's nothing left of her tumor but a scar tissue, and that's been the case for more than 10 years every time she's had an MRI scan of her head. And as I say, she got married about 2 years ago, has a small child now, and is living a very full life. And meanwhile, Dr. Keith Black, who watched this happen, has gone on television to call Brzezinski a fraud. He's gone on the show's 48 Hours. He's gone on Bill Maher's show. He's gone on NBC Dateline. And each time he calls Brzezinski a fraud. And yet he knows exactly what happened. And there's another fellow up in San Francisco by the name of Michael Prados, who's the chief of neuro-oncology at University of California at San Francisco. Michael Prados, and he's also the chairman of the National Tumor Registry Panel under the auspices of the National Cancer Institute. Now, there's two cases documented in my book of patients who went to see Dr. Prados and were told to go home and die, or in one case the parents were told to take the child home and let them die. They went to see Brzezinski. They became clear of their brain tumors. And yet Dr. Prados, anywhere he goes, he calls Brzezinski a fraud. And he knows this stuff. And there's no explanation for it other than sheer corruption.
Well, I guess, you know, sometimes people cannot see something when it's so obvious. I was involved, you know, when I first went into medical practice, why the Leia Trail was certainly frowned on by a lot of doctors, and yet there was a great deal to be said about it. But some of my best friends called Dr. Ivy, a very well-respected doctor who had actually taken on, tried to get Leia Trail accepted as a crusade, and of course they were going to a place called Quackwatch.
Quackwatch didn't exist then.
And maybe it didn't exist, but similar things.
Quackwatch is on the Internet.
Right. Quackwatch does exist now, and they don't like that.
Sure
does.
And they will not. The people that run Quackwatch, there's a psychologist by the name of Stephen Bennett who runs Quackwatch out of Loma Linda University in Southern California. But they can be informed fully of the success of, for instance, Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, and they refuse to change anything they have on their website. They simply won't change anything despite any evidence that you might present to them. And I call that irresponsibility. I call it corruption. Take your pick.
Why doesn't Dr. Brzezinski bring a lawsuit against them? I would think he would have every right to, and give them a chance to either tell the truth or you're going to have to pay.
Well, I think Dr. Brzezinski is more concerned about proving the efficacy of his stuff to the Food and Drug Administration, getting it approved for mass use, than he is about proving his case in court, which one would have to do in order to win a libel suit.
But he's actually done this. He won a suit against the FDA when they were trying to put him in prison for 300 years.
Well, that wasn't the issue.
I know it wasn't.
The judge there was very careful.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Tom, go right ahead.
Yeah, when Dr.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
That his product was effective, although certainly many people got on the stand and testified that it had helped them. And of course, that was the thing that convinced the jury. Here was a man, they were trying to send him to prison for 300 years. He had an effective treatment for cancer. It was very obvious that the government was using subterfuge to try to put him in prison. And of course, fortunately, the jury found him innocent of the charges that were brought against him. I think they indicted him again. But after a couple of times, the government finally gave up trying to put an innocent man who was saving lives in prison.
Now, you know, Dr. Stan, once you're acquitted of a certain offense, they can't try you for it again. What happened, actually, was that they tried to indict him four different times. They hauled him before a grand jury in Houston four different times. The first three, the grand jury refused to indict. The fourth time, they finally did, and they were able to bring him to trial. But he hasn't been back in a courtroom on trial, on a criminal trial matter, since then, because they can't charge him with the same thing. And he very assiduously operates within FDA rules now. And that's one of the great ironies of this case, of course. Before he was put on trial, essentially for his life, for not spending the rest of his life in prison, he had sought for many years to get investigative new drug permits so that he could conduct clinical trials up to FDA standards on his treatment and prove that it was effective with the usual scientific standards that are used in new drug approvals in the United States of America. But the FDA had kept hemming and hawing and refusing to give him the permits that he needed to conduct clinical trials. And finally, when he was indicted, the government said as a condition of bail, we want Dr. Brzezinski to stop using his treatment, or else we want him to shut his clinic down as a condition of bail and stop treating anybody. Well, his patients, at that time there were 250 people getting treated at his clinic, they all wrote letters. I sat in the judge's chambers before that trial began down in Houston. His name was Sim Lake, this judge. He's the same judge who presided over the trial of Kenneth Lay of Enron Corporation. I sat in Sim Lake's chambers, and I looked at these letters from the patients, and they convinced the judge to order the FDA to issue a permit to Dr. Brzezinski so that he could conduct clinical trials with his existing patients on his treatment, so that instead of forcing him to shut down, the judge said, you are not going to shut down, but you must operate within FDA rules. And that's exactly what Brzezinski had wanted for many years, but the FDA hadn't allowed him to. And so ever since then, he's been conducting FDA-approved clinical trials, and now the drug is through the Phase 1 and Phase 2 trials, ready to go to a Phase 3 trial in multiple centers around the world. And all that's waiting for is the money that it takes to conduct that trial, and that'll be about $25 million. That's not so easy to raise these days.
Well, anyway, of course, but the tumors that it's been okayed for are really very, very rare types of, what are they, medulla, there's some sort of a tumor, the medulla.
The Phase 3 trials are approved for brainstem gliomas, juvenile brainstem gliomas, and optical pathway gliomas. The optical pathway gliomas are tumors that are right behind the eyes, so if you try to radiate them, you're going to blind the person. And the brainstem gliomas are kind of, they look like silly putty wrapped around the brainstem, so you can't operate on it. And if you radiate it, you're going to have a lot of problems with balance and other things that are controlled by the brainstem, depending on the specific spot where the tumor might, or spots, it's not just in one place, where the tumor might be. So, yeah, this is complex stuff, but there aren't that many cases of it, and that's one of the reasons it's expensive, because part of conducting the clinical trials is going to be to get out and beat the bushes for cases to get people into the clinical trials.
Does he have centers that will actually carry out the trials for him?
He's got three or four already arranged, one in China, one in Italy, at least two in the United States so far. He's going to need some more.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Tom Elias. Unfortunately, we can't take your calls because of electronic problems, but hopefully those will be solved by tomorrow. We'll be back in just a moment with Tom, right here at Radio Liberty.
For Mount Gabbard, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean white with gold, God bless America, my home,
No.
Why with God? God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Dr. Stan back here. I guess it's Tom Elias. And Tom, do you have a web page or anything you'd like to get out? We carry the book, as you know. Of course, we have certainly a four-tape set on the Brzezinski Breakthrough. And, of course, that's the title of the book, the Brzezinski Breakthrough. Do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out?
I don't have a website of my own for the book. I do have an email address where listeners can send any question they want. And I will either know the answer or get the answer for you if I don't know it. And that's Burzbook, B-U-R-Z-B-O-O-K, at AOL.com. And then Dr. Brzezinski has his own website, which is www.brzezinskiclinic.com. You can go there, and there'll be a lot of information about his clinic and so on, and you'll find links to the book and all that kind of thing on there, but links to many things on his website, as a matter of fact.
Well, certainly he's growing strong. Apparently he's got a beautiful new clinic there. One of my friends took his daughter down there, and certainly it was a very, very dramatic place, a multi-story building, and peacefully has people coming from all over the world for his treatment. I'm sure your books had a tremendous impact on introducing people to this effective cancer treatment. Now, can you explain to our listeners how this works? Because it's really very interesting. It takes us into this whole science of epigenetics, and this is something that they didn't even touch.
I'm going to offer you a very simplified version of it, Dr.
You Smith. Go ahead, because that's about all I'm ready for. Go ahead.
Okay.
And remember, when I went to medical school, they hardly knew what genetics was, much less epigenetics.
How this drug works was actually proven by researchers at Johns Hopkins University, not by Brzezinski at all. He knew that it worked, but he didn't know how it worked. Until the Hopkins researchers came up with this. Basically, what the Hopkins researchers discovered is that about 65% of all cancers are at least in part caused by a disabling of the P53 tumor suppressor gene. That means it's a gene on position 53 of the P chromosome in every cell in your body. And if this gene is disabled or suffocated or dysfunctional, then your body loses its prime mechanism for combating cancers. Tumors can grow freely the way tumors grow is when cells divide. And then they divide again, they divide again, they divide again. It becomes exponential. It goes up and up and up, the number of cells. Whereas in the normal human being, we replace ourselves quite regularly every few weeks by a process of cell division and then death. In other words, our cells divide and one of the new cells dies and is washed away in the bloodstream. But if that goes awry, the defense against it, the natural defense, is the tumor suppressor gene, which causes that process to restart. The process, by the way, is called apoptosis. Now, what the Hopkins researchers discovered is that 65% of cancers are caused by the disabling of this gene, and they also found how it's disabled. It becomes the tumor suppressor gene, the P53 gene, becomes covered with methyl groups, a type of chemical. And Brzezinski had proven as early as the 1970s, when he was employed as an assistant professor at the Baylor University College of Medicine in Houston, that that methyl groups dissolve away from whatever they're stuck to. They dissolve away with his peptide solutions, and so the simplified version of how this drug works is that the tumor suppressor gene becomes covered and suffocated by methyl groups, and then when you infuse the peptide treatment, which Dr. Brzezinski calls antineoplastins, when you infuse those into the drugs, the bloodstream, and they go to every cell in the body, the methyl groups are dissolved away. Now, it's critical to get enough to every cell in the body. You have to have enough of an infusion. And so people on the treatment go through an awful lot of fluid, and therefore they urinate a lot when they're on the treatment. But it beats hell out of the alternative, you know?
And doesn't this basically, this tumor gene sort of turn on and turn off? When it turns on, it produces this anti-tumor type of molecule. Is that how it works?
Well, it's like a genetic switch. Brzezinski often calls it a genetic switch. You turn on this gene or you turn it off, and the drug also has effects on oncogenes, turning them on and off. It's turning off the oncogenes at the same time as it's turning on the tumor suppressor genes. The oncogenes, for about the last 20 years, have been ascribed as a major cause of tumors, of cancers, and the oncogenes, nobody knows why they occur or why they become malignant and active. We think that it has a lot of environmental causes, but it could have genetic causes as well. We don't really know. But a lot of it's in what we eat, and a lot of it's in the air we breathe. There's no question about that. And smoking.
Right, because tobacco is really, because it affects not simply cancer of the lung, but many other cancers, as well as the heart, and certainly the entire body is poisoned by the tobacco.
Right, so it's a mix of genetic and environmental causes that can create the problems, but you need to have the tumor suppressor genes operating as a defense mechanism. If you don't, that's when it's going to run wild in 65% of all cancers. And oddly enough, Brzezinski gets a response, either a complete remission or a partial remission, or stable disease where the tumor just doesn't grow anymore, but some kind of a positive response in 65% of all the cancers that his treatment has been used against. And that's not an accident, because it's working with the tumor suppressor genes.
And basically, you turn the gene on, it produces the tumor suppression molecules, and of course, that then tends to suppress the tumor. It's just that simple.
Yeah, it is, but it's not simple. It's pretty complicated.
Okay.
The chemistry is pretty complicated, and I'm not a chemist, but I can explain the basics.
All right, well, I think that's exactly what people need to know. This is how it works, and it does work.
But that's why it's not toxic, you understand?
Right.
If you're on this treatment, your hair's not going to fall out, you're not going to be nauseated, you will urinate a lot. You don't have the negative effects of the chemotherapy and the radiation, because all you're going after with this treatment is the diseased cells. You're not really hitting or poisoning the healthy cells, which is what causes the hair to fall out and the nausea and all the rest.
All right, so what sort of results does Dr. Brzezinski get, say, with breast carcinoma if it's metastatic?
Well, I happen to have some numbers as of last February of this year that Dr. Brzezinski provided me. As of that time, in his clinic, he had treated 289 patients for breast cancer. 60 of them had had an objective response, which is to say the tumor had been reduced by 50% or more. 60% of them had had an objective response, 50% or more reduction of the tumor, and stable disease in 25%. So 85% of his patients with breast cancer had had some degree of success, at least, and the progressive disease only 15%. Now, I want to tell you that 3 years ago I was down at a banquet to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Dr. Brzezinski's clinic in Houston. And I spoke at a banquet honoring him. And after my speech, in fact, after all the speechifying, at least 60 people came up to me and told me that this book had led them to go to Brzezinski's clinic and it saved their lives. Because many of them had been given terminal diagnoses before. And a good portion of those people were women who had been treated for breast cancer. And I wasn't taking numbers as I talked to the folks, but it was pretty dramatic. There's been a lot of success with breast cancers.
And, of course, they get them very early because the results are so much better, aren't they?
The earlier you're treated with this, the better, but you have trouble. You don't qualify for a clinical trial unless you've failed the standard treatments. Now, Dr. Brzezinski has another way of treating people outside clinical trials, because one of the prime ingredients of his drug is sodium phenylbutyrate, and that chemical has been approved by the FDA for use against a rare form of childhood anemia. And once a drug is approved against one thing, doctors can prescribe it against other things if they want to, but the producers just can't advertise that it's effective against these other things. So once this drug was approved, and it was a small company in New Jersey that went to market with sodium phenylbutyrate. Dr. Brzezinski hired a pharmacist, set up a pharmacy in his clinic, and they now dispense the sodium phenylbutyrate pills. He calls them PB, and you have to take an awful lot of pills, but it's probably a lot. It's easier than infusing the liquid, which is done through a catheter that's placed in an artery in your chest. You don't get as much of the substance if you take it orally like that. That's one reason you have to take so many pills. And but it's not as effective as the liquid treatment, and so, you know, this drug needs to be approved is the bottom line.
Well, basically, is the phenylbutyrate used then specifically on breast carcinoma?
It's used against a variety of cancers.
I see. Okay.
Breast cancer is one.
So basically, of course, you'll use this for the treatment of any of the hard tumors that this is effective
against.
That's
right. Some of the ones it's used against are non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate, pancreatic, where Dr. Brzezinski's had a success rate or a response rate of about 51% against pancreatic
cancer. Well, now that is amazing, because pancreatic cancer is just like a death warrant, a 51% improvement rate?
Yes, response rate. And the response is defined as either remission or reduction by 50% or more in tumor size. And he has a stable disease rate against pancreatic cancer of 37% and only 12% with progressive disease. That's a number as of last February. I'm looking at a chart that he gave me last February. Head and neck cancer is another one. Cancer of the cervix is yet another. By the way, as you're interested in pancreatic cancer in particular, as of February, he treated 35 patients with that. And that's basically being treated with the PB. the phenylbutyrate pills. Kidney cancer is another one that's effective against. He has had pretty good success against lung cancer and mesothelioma. In 145 patients, he had an objective response rate of 40%, stable disease another 40%, and only 20% progressive disease. So this is successful against a whole wide variety of things. But when he uses the PB, Dr. Brzezinski is combining that medication with some very mild chemotherapy. He does a genetic test on each patient that's not being treated in a clinical trial, and then he tailors the other drugs besides of his own to the specific genetic needs of that patient.
Well, that's amazing, because nobody gets results like that.
Well, I'm reading it off.
I know, and I'm not questioning at all, Tom. This is why I'm really been so intrigued by Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, and certainly now, because...
When you hear rates like that, though, Dr. Stan, what it strikes me as is certainly, you know, if you're one of the 20% or 15, or in some cases 30, 35%, who this doesn't help, then, you know, it's a shame, and it's not doing you any good. But if you're in the majority of cases where this does help you or can help you, and the treatment is denied to you because the FDA has sat on it for so long and the insurance companies don't want to cover a treatment that's considered experimental, which this still is considered experimental by them, that's why they don't cover it. Or many of them don't. Some do cover it. That's why I consider it like murder. They're condemning people to death.
Well, now, with the pancreatic carcinoma, do they start out with the IV infusion and then go to phenylbutyrate, or do they just use the phenylbutyrate?
No, he doesn't have a clinical trial.
I see.
It's only in the clinical trials that he's using the IV. And the IV, when you're doing the IV treatment, you have a pump that you carry on a belt around your waist, you know, and then you learn to put plastic bags of the liquid medication solution in the pump, and you have to change that bag about every 8 hours to keep it constantly infusing 24 hours a day into the vein in your chest.
All right, fine. Well, I'm sure that this is exciting, and I'm sure that as more and more people go to Dr. Brzezinski, why we'll have better and better statistics as time goes by. He must have, so the size of that clinic now, it looks like he must be seeing, several hundred, 300 or 400 patients at a time. Do we have any idea how many patients were under treatment?
Well, as of last February, he had seen a total of about 2,500 patients over the years. And that's the only number I can give you, really. Out of that number, about 1,800 were evaluable. That means you can't evaluate every case.
Right.
For a number of reasons. But there were 1,800 of them that you could evaluate.
Well, and I'm sure he does everything he can to give an accurate appraisal. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the most exciting breakthroughs. I mean, actually, it's
pretty
using...
dramatic stuff,
right,
you know.
It's using this science of epigenetics and... actually, using these genetic switches, and if you can turn this switch on, free it up from the methylation that has been binding it down, and then, of course, the body can begin to cure itself rather than go to the poison burn, of course, cut poison burn. We'll be back in just a moment with Tom Elias to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. Well, Tom, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, 3 minutes doesn't begin to give a...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family supporters and help us as we reach out across America on 60 to 65 outlets every week, bringing people the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And then, of course, we do hope that you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, you can certainly pull our programs down there on the Internet if you're listening, certainly on the radio tonight to one of our multiple outlets there on the East Coast. But you can certainly get our programs on the iPod. You can get it on MP3. You can listen to the archives. You can actually even listen if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, and there's links to get our Afternoon Genesis programs. So there's no excuse for not listening, but your job is to get other people to listen. And don't get discouraged. I talked to a gentleman today who told me that, you know, he was just a farmer, but he understood what was going on. He kept telling people, you know, what was going on. People with college educations, they didn't want to believe. And my thought was, you know, these people with college educations are educated beyond their intelligence. They know a lot of facts, but they can't connect the dots. And certainly farmers traditionally have a lot of good common sense. They've got to be able to survive as a farmer. And I wouldn't degrade anybody. Oh, if we get a lot of truck drivers who listen to our program, I think we're a lot smarter than a lot of people with college degrees, because they can see what's going on. And, of course, our job is to get everybody to see what's going on and to get them educated. You start with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and, or if you don't want to buy the book, simply go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Go to the section on other videos and scroll down to the first video. That's my talk, and if you can stand watching me talk for 2 hours, you'll get the story of the Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope that, of course, you'll understand that there really are Luciferian organizations out there. They're not imaginary. One of the examples would be the Skull and Bone Society, because we have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones. We have two books on Skull and Bones. But you can actually see the Luciferian ceremony, not imaginary, not staged. You can see what the video is at williamhkennedy.com. As these men who will one day don the capes and the hoods and the candles, and of course, if you haven't seen the DVD on the Bohemian Grove, you see the many of the leaders of our country as they carry out their ceremony every year before the replica of the Great Owl, who is their deity. How do I know it is their deity? Because I have their writings. We'll be glad to send it to you if you request it. But of course, the Bohemian Grove is certainly a place where the leaders of the Western world get together. And of course, participate in all sorts, not only of sexual orgies, but of course in this ceremony, the cremation of care. And you've got to see it in living color, and you can see it on the DVD we carry by Alex Jones. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that you'll get our four-tape set in the Bohemian Grove, that you'll get the DVD, that you get the four-tape set in the two books we have on the Skull and Bone Society. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll get the book, Satanic Crimes, and the DVD, pardon me, the four-tape set on Satanic Crimes, goes into the background of the Bilderbergers and the pedophile ring. The book, The Franklin Scandal, goes into the pedophile ring operating in the United States that began in Boys Town and went right into the White House itself. That's The Franklin Scandal. It is available from Radio Liberty. We have so many books. Go to RadioLiberty.com and look at them. Certainly you need to get our four CD sets on the Illuminati. There's part one and part two. There's two of them. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you. From the mountain.